This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
Women have it difficult when it comes to paying ridiculous amounts of money for necessities like a good haircut.
I know. Like real quick, Gavin, what do you pay for a haircut?
I don't think I go over 20 ever.
Even that's ostentatious. Yeah. I pay $16 plus a tip.
Whoa.
Yeah, great clips. Shout out.
Being a guy is awesome.
It is.
Betty Rock, you pay a little bit more than that,
A little
right?
bit more. I don't want to talk about it. I might start
you
crying.
You look better than us, but
thank you.
Fair.
Phoenix, Arizona woman Carly Anderson knows that all too well when she paid $300 for a haircut.
I can't even fathom that.
And this is hard to believe, too. When she saw the final product, she hated it. Why did she hate it? Because she thought it made her look way too old for her age, and she called it a, quote, Karen cut.
Nice.
Of course, like any typical woman would do, she saved her tears for the car ride home. But she did do a video showing the cut and having a well-deserved meltdown.
I look like I'm on the PTA. I swear I don't drive a minivan. I look like I have three sons who play T-ball. I look like I collect coupons. Let me speak to your manager.
That's so bad.
Did she call the salon? Because if she did, then she truly is a Karen, though. Oh, the irony. My haircut's making me do this right now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
Yeah, that's how, when things are going well, you feel. When you're in a relationship. But then sometimes, things can go the opposite direction, and you don't feel quite as thrilled as that and elated.
That's when love becomes a decision instead of a feeling.
It's a choice. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, there's this one couple that the video is going viral because the wife gives the husband a card and it's a surprise to a surprise trip to Cabo.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah, that's his reaction. He's like, wow, that's pretty cool. And on it, the card says for a special date in September. But he doesn't realize that the special date is something extremely special. He should know.
What's the kid? I mean, there's something up here.
What would be in September?
There's a date in September. Oh, our anniversary.
Oh.
He forgot their anniversary. That's so bad.
Wow. And that's, boy, that's a really creative way to remind him. Were there two tickets or just one?
I don't know. She might have ripped his up back then, and I wouldn't blame her.
She's going by herself. Girls' weekend, just so you know. That is fascinating. And I know that guys get a bad rap for forgetting dates and anniversaries and stuff. It's a stereotype thing, you know.
Yeah, and unjustified as well.
No, based in truth. Most stereotypes have some element of truth in them.
Okay.
And so that's true. But here's what I contend, okay? I contend that women also have forgotten anniversaries before. And I know you guys all pretend like you don't. Like, oh, we've never forgotten one ever in a million years. But I believe with all my soul that there are women that have forgotten their own anniversaries, and maybe their husband did not.
Let me ask you this question, because you've been 30-something years into your own marriage.
Yes.
Has Marty ever forgotten y'all's anniversary?
I think 1 year.
She did?
I think 1 year she forgot, like, she got her weeks wrong. And it was like, oh, wait. Oh, that is coming up, you know, kind of thing. But, like, but not on the day. I think.
What is the day of your anniversary now?
27th of June.
Well done. Good answer.
I've been tested so many times.
PTSD from that.
Yeah. I'm going to need to take a break. I just crushed that. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about, though. And I want you to be real honest. If you're a lady of the lady persuasion, I want you to be really honest right now, okay? Have you ever forgotten your anniversary? Break girl code. Be honest. Tell us the truth. 855-33-WAY-FM. Because, again, I contend there are women who have done this. We don't have to use your real name if you don't want to. Because I know that's probably you want your anonymity. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Your honesty, and I appreciate you. What did you forget?
So, when my husband and I were getting married, we actually had two weddings, technically. We eloped before our actual wedding ceremony because we were getting ready to PCS to Alaska. My husband was in the Army, and we wanted to make sure I was on his paperwork to go with him to Alaska. So we got married in October, and then we had our wedding in January. And he gives me a hard time all the time because he's like, you never remember what our anniversary is in October. I'm like, yeah, because we don't count that one. He's like, but you should always remember because that's the legal one. I'm like, okay, fine, you're right. So now every year I put it on my calendar so I don't forget. So he does not give me a hard time about it because I don't want
to
hear it.
Wow, do you guys have to celebrate two anniversaries? This is a guy's worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare? No, he gets to remember twice a year how much he loves me.
That's right.
Okay, that's one way to look at it.
That's right.
So have you as a woman, though, ever forgotten your anniversary? I contend that this does happen.
I absolutely have. So my husband and I have been married 3 years, but we've been together 10 years. And we have been talking about this 10-year anniversary of just being together for a long time. We've talked about planning a trip. Like, it was a topic of conversation over and over and over again. And it was in August. The week came and went. And then about, this month, a month later, I looked at him and I'm like, oh my gosh, we've been together 10 years. And I had just completely blanked. He had blanked. And so a whole decade of our relationship, and we went, well.
Did he really blank? Because I bet he had a nice gift on the day, and then when he realized you had forgotten, his little heart was broken, and he just tucked it away for the next time you decided to remember your love for him.
Yes, we have a lot going on. We are in the process of building a house, and so we've been focused on, lumber and drywall.
I'd like to point out that I feel like women, when they forget a date, they have to have something in their defense. Like, this was happening, so I need justifiable reason for forgetting this.
Right.
Whereas guys, it's like, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
What
it's
you gonna
a Tuesday.
Do?
What am I supposed to do? So, Anna, have you ever done this?
That is correct. I have been married for 28 years, and both my husband and I forgot our anniversary 3 years in a row, the first 3 years of our marriage.
Oh.
First three? I figured, your last three. You've gotten so many in, and...
No, the first three, the one time we were like, wait a minute. Wait, today's our anniversary? Today's our anniversary? And we just both forgot about it. We had a good laugh, and... That was that.
Who forgot first? I think that's important.
I don't know, but I remember that I had forgotten first.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Way to go. Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
So every year we talk about doing our Christmas shopping. We want to get it done early. That's always the goal, but it never seems to happen. Life gets in the way and you push things off. And this year, though, they're saying that if you want that hot toy for your kid, like if your kid's already asking for something, you might want to really make sure you double down and get it now because of supply chain shortages due to COVID.
Oh, that makes sense because I've been reading so much about how, places are experiencing loss because people don't have jobs or they're not taking jobs. And so they just don't have the manpower to make the things that we want.
Yep. And there's chip shortages for certain electronics and things. So there could be delays. And so it's gotten so serious that Target has actually chartered a container ship to bring goods over themselves because they were having trouble getting their supply chain
fixed. No, they are not.
I'm not making this up.
Does the captain wear a red shirt?
Of course he does. Yes. And the dog is like the first mate.
Yes.
But whatever the hot toy is in this next month or two, you're going to want to get out ahead of that now so that you could possibly have. Because we all want to create a great Christmas for our kids. And we know it's not all about stuff, but that's part of the fun of it.
And I have a feeling that you're giving this warning hoping that your wife and daughter are listening.
Absolutely.
Is it that one thing you
Absolutely.
Really want? You yep. want them to go ahead and get it?
Yeah, you might
want to
get on that early because it's coming from China. And I'm not sure if it's going to be ready or not, you know. So, you know, that's just to give you some forewarning and an advance warning on making your Christmas great. That's for the future. How about making Christmas great right now? Yes.
Hey!
Woo! We know it's not Christmas. We fully understand that. But we thought, you know what? It's been a rough 2 years now. Why don't we get a jump start on this? We're not playing Christmas music, but we are doing a Christmas gift away contest
Woo!
Right now. You could win $1,000 just for doing what you're doing right now, and that's listening to Way FM. And here's the kicker. You can also win $1,000 to bless somebody else with during this Christmas season. How great. They always say it's better to give than receive. You get to do both.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's even better than better.
Right. So if you want to get in on this, we're playing a keyword every hour on the hour, starting at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. When you hear that keyword, text it to 91979 to be entered to win. That's 91979 to enter to win those two $1,000 gift cards.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little hashtag your weekend where you want we want you to try and stump us with a hashtag. Be creative about something that happened during your weekend, and we will attempt to guess what it was that actually went on. I can actually go first, okay?
Oh, okay.
Here is my hashtag your weekend. My hashtag is hashtag cut the red wire.
Oh,
I would love to cut the red wire, but I can't because I am colorblind.
Oh.
Yes. So that is my hashtag right there.
He couldn't have detonated a bomb over the weekend. That's not possible.
I have all my fingers.
I think you had to fix something at home.
Okay.
It was an electric situation.
Okay.
And Marty was trying to direct you, and she said, cut the red wire, and she was panicking.
Of course.
And you couldn't see the red.
Right.
So you cut the wrong one, and it caused your whole neighborhood's electricity to
power out. That would be fantastic. I could see
it?
That. Yeah. If that happened, I would be like, I did that. And you're welcome.
So
I would just own it. I would own that, actually. Gavin, no, that isn't correct.
I got to stick in the electricity world.
Okay.
You own an electric bike.
Yes, I do.
His name is Finn.
Yes. Thank you for knowing my bike's name. Betty doesn't even know that.
Ooh. I think you were doing like bike surgery.
Okay.
Because sometimes you take him to a shop to have him fixed.
Right.
I shouldn't talk about him like this. It's so third person-y. I think you were doing that surgery on him and you had to cut a wire.
Yes.
Because you were thinking, maybe if I cut this wire, I'll get some extra speed out of him the next time.
Instead, I broke my bike.
Yeah.
You know what, Gavin? I would say that's a good guess, but I don't think he would trust Finn's well-being in his own hands.
That's very true.
Now, if it was his wife, maybe.
Yes.
But his bike is another thing.
Yep.
He goes to the professionals for that.
Finn's too expensive to be left in my hands. No, I had been building another guitar.
Oh,
So I was building a bass, and it's a shape of an Explorer. It's one I've always wanted. And so I got down to the final steps, and it was wiring all the pickups together.
Mm.
And I'm like, this can't be that hard, right? I'm pretty intelligent. I can figure this out. Oh, colors! Really? Really? And it's all colored wires, and I'm colorblind. So I'm like, I have no idea. I'm watching videos, and I'm looking at all these schematics and things like that.
Why don't you just ask for help? Someone who isn't colorblind could tell you which colors are what.
I could have used your help this weekend because I wanted to figure it out.
Wow, little Mr. Independent.
Well, I will tell you this. So I go through and I wire everything. I get it all soldered together because you have to solder all these connections. Mm-hmm. I put all the guts into the guitar, and you know what I did?
Messed it up.
There's a back plate that you have to screw on. I screwed it on because I was that confident that I was not going to have to take it back off to undo all the wiring.
When you really shouldn't have.
Nope. I screwed it back on. I walked upstairs, plugged it into my amp, and it worked perfectly.
What?
Yes. Crushed life.
What?
Hashtag
wow.
Crushing life could have been my other hashtag. Yes. Colorblind victory. There
wow.
you go.
Yeah. My hat's off to you.
Thank you very
much.
My
red hat is
Thank
off
you.
To you.
It looks green to me. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. So there you go. That's how we do it. You tell us your hashtag. Be creative. Don't make it like hashtag went to Walmart. I went to Walmart. Be creative with it, and we try to guess what happened with your week in there. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you got?
Hashtag we dress like pirates. For what?
Okay, I think that kind of like Chick-fil-A, you can get a free meal if you come dressed like a cow on certain days.
Oh,
I think that there is a local restaurant near you that is pirate themed.
Like Long John Silver's.
Yes, and you showed up dressed as a pirate and they're like, Michelle, we don't do that around here. And you're like, we dressed up as pirates for what?
It was Krispy Kreme. Yes, it was... Actually, if you talk like a pirate on a certain day every year, except it didn't happen this year.
Oh, wait. But how did it not happen? Yesterday was National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
And when we rolled up to Krispy Kreme, they were like, what? And they didn't have a clue what we were talking about.
You guys like, arr, give me the sprinkle there, you scallywag.
Yeah, me and five of my kids, and
oops,
even my teenager was like, "Are you sure it's today? Because I'm not going to wear this." And I'm like, "No,
Michelle."
And so they discontinued it a few years ago. Little did I know.
I can't believe they canceled National Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I know.
This is America.
Yeah, I wonder if somebody like got offended and there was a lawsuit or something like that. I don't know. I pushed
that. You were waiting.
You know what? Now I see why they canceled it. What do you got?
Hashtag airbrush bust.
Okay, I'm going to say that you were visiting Florida and you went to an airbrush t-shirt shop, which you have to go to, and you got a bust of a famous president on your airbrush t-shirt instead of a Marlin.
That is incorrect.
Okay, incorrect. Betty Ross.
Okay, I think, Sean, you're a little bit self-conscious about your pale skin, so you decided to go and get an airbrush tan.
Okay.
And sadly, it just didn't work out. You looked more like a pumpkin than a sun-kissed beach beauty.
Like that scene from Friends.
So, how dark do you want to be? We have one, two, or three.
Well, I like how you look. What are you?
Puerto Rican.
Two. I think a two.
All right, so is Betty right?
I'm sorry, that also was incorrect.
Incorrect. All right, Sean, well, what happened?
I do airbrush tattoos and airbrush face painting, and I had an event this past Saturday, and thanks to Mother Nature, it was a bust. Nobody showed up, so wasn't able to make any money off the event.
Oh, that's a bummer, dude. How much do you make per airbrush tattoo?
It just depends on the size. Any size can go. They can start around $5 and go up to $10 to $15, depending on the size and detail.
Are you an artist by trade also? Like, do you do other art?
Not for that. No, I actually got a degree in Florida, Orlando, for theatrical arts. And I just stuck with that route and just went into the airbrush adventure of it.
Okay, you went theatrical arts degree. My daughter has a musical theater degree, so my next question is, are you hiring?
Monday School is what Wally learned at church in 3 minutes or less. Think of it as like the Twitter version of church.
Uplifting Way FM. We all have bad habits in our lives, but we can also create good habits. You know, working out is a healthy habit. Saving money, a healthy habit. Praying, a healthy habit. That's one I struggle with, too. Like, I'll start to pray a lot of times. I fall asleep.
I understand that. My train of thought goes off. I'm kind of like a squirrel.
That happens to me, too. Like, before I know it, I'm like, where did I start? So getting in the habit of this is a good idea, and making prayer a part of our daily routine is important. because it centers us on God and reminds us, you know, that we are not God. And so if you struggle with prayer, check out the Psalms. That was kind of what our pastor was talking about. Like, it's a book of prayers that truly will cover almost all your emotions you could ever conceivably have. And sometimes it will even give you words to pray when it seems like there are none. In James 5:16, it says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." And so if you want your prayers to have power and efficacy, thank you, COVID, for teaching us that word. I didn't know that word before COVID. Now, efficacy, I like to work it in anywhere I can.
Of course.
We need to learn to be silent in prayer. Instead of telling God how he needs to do things, the Psalms says, "Be still and know that I am God, resting in his power, his presence, and his plan." And the important reminder for me, as we looked at even the Lord's Prayer, was the end. And we're supposed to pray, "Thy will, not my will, be done." Mm. And that's a big one, because we tell God how to do it and we have this all planned out. But when we learn to pray for his will, regardless of our desires, oof, that's next level praying.
That's a tough one, too, because we want to be in control and we think our way is the best way.
Oh, for sure. It reminds me of that song by Hillary Scott, and I love the words in that. "I may never understand that my broken heart is part of your plan. When I try to pray, I've got all I've got is hurt," and these four words. So if you're wrestling through stuff, check out the Psalms and even the song "Thy Will" by Hillary Scott. You know, if you can't find those words sometimes, this is a great reminder for all of us. Trying to buy a house in a fast-paced housing market has some challenges, and you cannot be unprepared for when you find that perfect home. Hey, it's Wally, and in this super competitive market, you have to be SpongeBob ready. And United Faith Mortgage can get you there. You have to know your options and what you can truly afford, and it's easy to get caught up in a bidding war and make a bad decision. And United Faith Mortgage knows this and will not put you into a loan that's not good for you long term. This is because they're more than just a mortgage company. They are faith-based, family-owned, and they want to help people who listen to WayFM get into the home of their dreams. In fact, they only partner with Christian radio stations. Personally, I cannot say enough good things about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. So to make sure that you're really SpongeBob ready,
I'm ready!
Talk to the people I trust. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA VNN Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, good sir, what do you have?
So last September, one of the creators of Jelly Belly, his name is David Klein, he announced that he would be retiring and he would be giving away a candy factory, not the Jelly Belly one called for Sandy Candy.
Okay, so the Jelly Belly, those are those like jelly beans that are so delicious with so many flavors. Very
so
cherry, oh my goodness, and grape, I lose my mind. Buttered popcorn, not a fan of, but I love them.
There was a treasure hunt that he set up with 50 golden tickets, so Willy Wonka style.
How great is that, though? Like, that's exciting. I didn't even know this was going on. I'm so sad I missed it.
Yep. And then once all the tickets had been found, there was a riddle that he posted. And the man who solved the riddle, his name was Andrew Mass. He won the candy factory.
What?
But he's turning it down, actually.
Oh, why?
Blasphemy.
Because he can't. He explained that he can't up his family and move to Florida to own and run this business. Which,
right.
I don't know if he technically would have to, but he just turned it down. And now, so Klein actually says he's going to give the candy factory to him, but he's going to buy it back. So the guy who retired said he was going to give him the candy factory. He's going to buy it back and give it to somebody else. They haven't explained how he's going
to
do that.
So the guy will get some money, basically. The guy basically won a contest, in essence. And so this happens a lot of times. Like, you could win some big prize, and they'll say, well, like the dream homes that you see given away, and if you don't want it because you can't afford the taxes on it, things like that, they give you a lesser cash prize, and then they'll sell it or do whatever with it.
Now, if you had found that golden ticket, you would have taken it, and we wouldn't have seen you anymore. You would have permed your hair. To make yourself Willy Wonka and adopted a little limp so you could carry a cane.
Absolutely.
Get some Oompa Loompas. Oh, Gavin,
Yes! Oh, my goodness. Yes. yes, Gavin, you'd be my first employee.
I'm not that short. We're the same height.
And Betty would be Veruca Salt. It'd be good. She was the sassy one.
Oh, okay. I'll be that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I know. I can't even imagine how great that would be. Like, this guy didn't think it all the way through before he like gave up the prize for sure. Oh, just to have candy around you all the time. My house is a candy store already.
Let's be honest.
And so, like, to actually like have it to make be a business, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well,
there you go. Missed opportunity on that guy for sure. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And when I need your help on things, I don't go to Google. I go to you. And I say, hey, I know I could Google this, but I'd really rather Google it. I'd like to hear from somebody who's had experience with something. And so that's why we do this. So I'm going out to be on the set for The Chosen. It's this internet TV series about Bible times and Jesus, okay? So I'm going out
there.
Are
you playing a part?
No.
Are you Zacchaeus?
I would. The wee little man, thank you. I would take it. I'm going out there to talk to some people that are in it and to be on set and kind of watch it go. They're doing like a Christmas special, so pretty cool. But I don't know much about it. This was a hole in my Christian knowledge, apparently. Like, I started talking to people like, hey, have you heard of The Chosen? And like, yes, it's amazing. And I'm like, how did I miss this? Like, I did not know anything about this whatsoever. And so I am Googling this right now with you. I need you, if you are a fan of The Chosen, you've watched it, I need you to tell me what I've missed, okay? Get me caught up. Let me know what's going on so I don't make a fool of myself when I go out and talk to these people.
There's only so much people can do.
Because I don't have much time. I can't binge the whole series, okay? So I'm going to need your help here and give me any info that you think might be handy for me in talking to people that are in the cast and things like that, okay? So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. The thing I will say that impressed me right out of the gate, I found them online, and so I was like, okay, let me go look and stream this online. And I was so impressed that it was like, do you want to stream episode one? Absolutely. Click, and it just started playing.
Whoa.
I didn't have to sign up for an account.
Amazing.
They didn't want my email. It was like, yes, you are doing this right. That's how you take the gospel. You don't ask for accounts or information.
And that's how Jesus would do it, too.
Yes, he would never want an email list, you know? Like, because he knows who you are.
Right.
So he doesn't need your email. And so I was so impressed with that alone that I can't even wait. It's got to get even better than that. So 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to help me out with this Google, I'd appreciate it. So what do I need to know?
Okay, so The Chosen is amazing. It is basically a series about the life of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, and his disciples. Each disciple has their own like backstory. So it goes through, and each episode is a little bit about a different person that's following him. It really has helped me kind of put the Bible stories to life.
Here's the trick with it. When you say backstory, like, I like giving backstories to things, but with the Bible, and you have to be really historically accurate, and people get really bent out of shape if you take creative license about what someone might have been thinking or feeling or doing. Have you seen anything like that? Like, the backstory is like, okay, it's all plausible. It sounds good. Nothing's weird to me.
So I know that they do their homework, and I know that they have, you know, invited different faith backgrounds and Bible experts to like critique and give feedback. Those people say that it's very accurate. Now, they do have, of course, a little bit of creativity where, you know, we weren't there. We're reading the words in the Bible. We don't know the emotions exactly, and that adds a little drama, of course. But sure. In general, I think it's pretty accurate.
Okay. And so real quick, please don't spoil the end of this for me, because I don't know how this story ends. Because I haven't seen it yet. I got to binge it.
What? Okay.
I'm kidding. I've read the story. I know how it ends. My problem is that nobody had a problem believing that I didn't know how this ended. That's my problem. What do I need to know about this series, Ray, to help me do my job better when I'm out there interviewing people?
The realism behind it is just amazing. And one of the things that lends that to it is that the character who plays Matthew, they show him like on the autism level or on the spectrum. And he's actually like that in real life. And so it lends to the reality of the characters. They're able to pick out of that an amazing portrayal for Matthew.
So he's the tax collector, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, like because he shows up in episode one. The thing I liked about it, like I watched the first episode, it's not really straight down the middle, like it's super obvious as to which character is which. They kind of hint at it, but they don't just go, hi, here's Matthew, the tax collector that later writes the book, you know, or whatever. Like it creatively, it's done really well. So you're kind of, even if you know these stories, you're kind of piecing together who's who and how they all intertwine, which I really liked the first episode. It was great.
Yeah, that's true, because my wife and I have watched both seasons multiple times now. And every time we watch it, we glean something new from it that not only for the entertainment value, but more importantly for the spiritual kind of this awakening that Jesus was not only deity, but he was man as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you see it done like this in you know, theatrical, it does make you understand that he was a person, you know, in addition to being God, that I think sometimes we forget his humanity and the real feelings and emotions he would have had as part of being half man, half God, you know? And so far it's great. I guess they're doing a Christmas special. That's what I'm going out to see. So if you've watched two seasons, you'll be thrilled with this, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to season three with a lot of enthusiasm.
Dude, thank you, Ray. You've been super helpful yugling this with me today.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thanks for everything you guys do.
And so what do I need to know?
Oh, it's an awesome experience. I mean, it's the largest crowdfunded movie that, you know, Hollywood is impressed by it.
Oh, I did not know that. Boy, you sound very knowledgeable.
Oh, right. Actually, I had my picture taken with Jesus.
Oh, you had your picture taken with Jesus. That's pretty great. How
a
did
lot
that
of people
happen?
Can say that.
Well, Jonathan Lomney is the guy that plays Jesus, and I tell you, he is so authentic. My husband and I invested in it, so we got to be in the scene, one of the scenes. Where Jesus healed the man that was let down through the roof.
Oh, that's cool. So you were an extra in this scene?
Yes, uh-huh.
Do you know what episode that is so I can look for you?
Yeah, it's episode 6, season 1.
Okay, and what are you wearing?
I have a pink headdress, you know, like they wore back in those days. And I'm looking in through the window, and if you blink, you will miss me.
You know what? That's okay. That's about as long as I was in I Can Only Imagine. So I know what it's like. I will watch it in slow-mo to see you, Velda. And now I think we're all going to be looking for you. Season 1, Episode 6, as a man is being lowered through the roof, and we'll look for you peeping in through the window there. Peeping Velda. Got it. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
The 2021 Emmys were a big night for many. It lasted a whopping 3 hours, which is crazy. Ouch. But the main culprit for the long airtime is all thanks to a guy named Scott Frank. He won an award for directing The Queen's Gambit, which is a historical drama about an orphaned chess prodigy. When you put it that way, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would be good. They've written in a little drama in there, an unrealistic drama, probably.
Well, when approaching the podium to give his thanks, Frank, he pulled out a 2-page speech he had written up. The orchestra tried to kindly play him off stage once he exceeded his speech time, like they do with everyone. But instead of getting the clue and wrapping things up, he just said, quote, "I'm almost done." But turns out that was not the case. He was played off 2 more times until he finally walked off stage.
Wow. And like, you're the director too. They'll put up with a little bit of that from actresses and actors, you know, who people actually know. But I'm surprised they let that go. Usually they cut their mics. And just like, there you go. And
then I don't know.
Someone politely walks up and goes, okay, come on. And then it's usually the poor model that they have, like, that brings people up and back, like, go get him off the stage. And she's like, I weigh 95 pounds. What am I supposed to do here? And they have them escort them back off.
Yeah. Other big winners of the night were The Crown, a Netflix drama depicting the life of Queen Elizabeth II. That won 11 Emmys. And then Apple TV's Ted Lasso came in second, winning 7.
I've heard a lot about that, like, it's a real positive show. I didn't think so when the guy they hired to play the lead guy in it, I thought it was me, like, ultra sarcastic and kind of like off color or whatever. But I've actually heard like it's super positive. I haven't seen it yet. I don't have Apple TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I might have to check that out a little bit. That's what I love about subscription services. You're like, okay, I'll try it for a month, and then if you're like, okay, I'm not getting really much out of this, or this is not what I expected it would be, you can just bail.
And if you like Apple Plus, it's like $5 a month, which, I mean, again, it's more money that you've, you know,
pay Apple. It's more money that they're getting out of your pocket. Apple should just have a funnel from my bank account to theirs, because they get all my money anyway, somehow, some way. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of the great things about being a kid is you get toys. Toys are awesome, and there's a point at which when you're an adult, you stop getting toys anymore, and it's like, ugh. But they did the National Toy Hall of Fame, where they introduced some of the toys to be in this thing, like American Girl dolls, battleships, Cabbage Patch dolls. That all checks out, right? I mean, those are great toys. The pinata made it in there. It doesn't seem like a toy to me.
No, not really.
I mean, it is fun. It brings a lot of fun to kids.
Yeah, I always looked at that more as an activity than a... And if really, it's been around forever. Why was it not in already?
I still had a pinata on my 25th birthday last year. I did, yeah.
Now, there's this Mexican restaurant near us here that does a chocolate pinata. They bring it out. Have you been there, Rock? They bring out this ball of chocolate, and then you hit it with a stick.
What are we doing after the show
candy
today?
Oh, it's so good. But I digress. But I was thinking about this. As a kid, I remember my friend had an Atari, which I don't know if that's in the Hall of Fame yet or not, but Atari was, when it first came out, was amazing. It was like the first home video game. And like, I would go over to his house and be like, let's play Atari. And he's like, no, I don't want to. I was playing it all weekend. Like, like I didn't have one. And so all I wanted was to play Atari. He's like, let's go outside. Like, oh, come on, man.
You see outside all the time.
I know, exactly. And so then I'd go to my other friend Matt's house, and he had all the Star Wars figures. I'm like, hey, let's play Star Wars. He's like, nah, I don't want to do that. Let's go outside and let my brother hunt us with BB guns. That sounds healthy and not fun. And that's what happened. And so like, I'm like, you guys, you're missing the boat. These are great toys. And as a poor kid, like, I wanted to play with those toys. And to me, having the Atari or having the Star Wars characters meant that you were wealthy. That's how I saw it as a kid. And I don't know if they truly were or not at the time. I think Matt was. But like, I'm curious, as a kid, what was your version of opulence? Was it a toy? Was it that someone had an indoor swimming pool at their house? That would be kind of crazy. Like, what did you think made somebody rich as a kid? Because our perceptions are way different. Just somebody having an Atari, they were rich to me, you know? Mm-hmm. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show with us. I'd love to know now, as an adult, what your perspective as a kid was of what made somebody wealthy. We'll take yours now, 855-33-WAY-FM. As a kid, what did you think made somebody wealthy?
I thought whenever you had a sectional couch, like the L shape that fits in the corner, you can have like 8 people watching a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen like film at one time. I thought that's when you had it made, because we just had a couch, tiny 3 little seats. Those big ones, I was like, that's it. So we just bought our own home recently, and I was like, we have to get one of those.
You know who else is living the dream right now?
Who?
One Miss Lady Rock.
Oh, yes. I now have my first L-shaped couch.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank
you made
you.
It.
She bought it from a movie star, too, which is kind of crazy.
No, that I did not.
Yeah, she bought it from
used.
Me. I was an I Can Only Imagine. So, yeah, it came with a certificate of authenticity.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic.
So what was that for you that made you think someone was wealthy?
Oh, definitely. I grew up as a pastor's kid, and it was tennis shoes. So, we shopped at Payless. We wore Rydells, and when my buddies started wearing Jordans, I knew there was a difference.
Absolutely. Like, how many times did you see the kids with four stripes on their sneakers instead of three stripes like Adidas?
That's exactly the kind of shoes we had all growing up.
I had the same ones, man. All right, Laura, you're up. What made you think someone was wealthy when you were a kid?
My best friend had all the things, Atari and all that stuff, but she also had a waterbed.
Yes.
And we got to sleep in it when we stayed overnight.
And it was the best thing ever, wasn't it? Betty Rock, did you ever have a waterbed?
I did not.
Oh, it's the picture of opulence and wealth, at least in my mind as a young person, too. So when I was 18, I bought my own waterbed,
I
was making my own money. And it was so great until I realized we had a cat and we hadn't declawed it. And
and
Trooper would put little holes in my waterbed, and I would wake up the next morning just wet all down one side.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm thinking, at first, so I figured it out, I'm like, I have a bladder problem. And then I realized it was my cat playing jokes on me, I guess. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we try to help you out in life here and there and give you some scoops and some life hacks that can make your life a little bit better or easier. And the scoopiest of the scoopy is Betty Rock. What do you got?
So I think we've all been in that situation where we're on a phone call with someone and they just keep going, and we just don't know how to get off without sounding rude.
Sure.
We've been saying over and over, let me go and do this. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, okay. Oh,
so good talking to you. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man, it's great.
Right. So if you just hang up on them, they can tell that.
It's effective.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But it is also, you're going to hurt some people's feelings. So there's another way to get rid of them. That was a poor choice of words.
I understand.
To let them go on with their day.
Right now, I'm starting to wonder if when you say this, because I don't know what you're going to say, and I'm instantly going to go back to every conversation we've ever had on the phone and wonder if you've used this tactic before on me.
I wish I had known about it in the past. What you need to do is, if you can't get off the phone with that person,
yes,
put your phone on airplane mode.
Okay.
When you do that, it's going to drop the call,
okay,
but it's going to say call interrupted or something on their screen. So they're going to think, oh, it must be bad connection.
Lost the
like
signal.
Something happened. It wasn't,
Interesting.
So, but if you hang up on them, they know for sure about that. So airplane mode. And
okay.
It's easy to do, especially if you have an iPhone.
Yeah, I did not realize that it would show that as an error. And so then, boy, then they're going to call you back, though.
But if they do, it's on airplane mode.
Send it straight to voicemail.
Right. So they think, they must be, they don't have good reception.
And then you deal with it later when you're in a better frame of mind.
Right?
There you go. There you go. That's why she's the scoopiest. That's your scoop for today. And I guarantee you somebody's getting ready to implement that within mere moments, I'm sure.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.